La koil megalgalin chutz misocher. Any type of a shvu the rabbonin, once you have to swear it, there could be megalgal force you to swear other shvuas, like we just said, but excluding the case of a socher, where the workman swears how much that the balabas still owes him the money, and he collects, that shvua is a simple shvua, like Rashi says, because really it doesn't have to swear altogether. So only if they'll hope this daitosh and balabayis, so that's a more kaldik shvua, there we did not say Google. Shem megalgalim, on this shvua we would not be megalgal. That's Rav Huna's loshin. Now Rav Chisda Omar, the same type of halacha, but he says a little bit different. La kol ein makilim. All other shvuas, the rabbanim were not makel, as if to say we let the toveya be megalgal another shvua. We're not makel on the nitzvah to say he doesn't have to swear more. So that's again, that's his loshin of la kol ein makilim. We're not makel, but rather we say we do make a gilgal shvua. Chutz misocher de makilim. Excluding the shvua that a sochir, again, when the balabas says, I paid you, the workman, you pay already. And the workman says, no, I did not receive my pay yet. So the Mishnah says, we have before the sochir is allowed to swear to collect his money. By this case, we're makilim, as if to say that we do not make a gilgal shvua. Sochir, both are saying the same halacha. The Gemara says, my b'nai, what's the difference between the two of them? The two mishaynis. The Gemara says, there's a difference like this. Ikim b'naiyum, lifteyach loy. Whether we ourselves, Bezdin, tells the Nitzvah to swear a Gilgal Shvua, even if the Taveya did not ask for it. So Rashi says like this, L'Tech Loi, Im Loi Turin HaTaveya, the Taveya himself does not ask the Nitzvah to swear the Gilgal. Shigag Lolov, as Yiftach Loi Bezdin, Bezdin himself wakes up, if Bezdin knows the situation, they themselves have a right to say, listen, you have to swear anyway, Namad Rabbanan, we want you to swear upon the first situation also. Shagag Lolov is Yiftach Le Bezdin, means Bezdin at the start. Gilgal. So Laman Diyama Megalglin, that's where we do it. Lachol Megalglin means Bezdin themselves has the right to make them a Gilgal Shrua. You do not need the Tavaya to ask for it, but Bezdin himself could do it. But Laman Diyama Ein Makilim, the Gorath, the Gyusa should be Ein Makilim, then Im Toyan Gilgal. If the person, the Tavaya himself, asks for the Gilgal Shrua, Bezdin makes him swear. But Ein Makilim Alov El Megalglin. The Imloi Tarnum, but he himself does not ask for it, then Ein Lanu L'Tzeich Loi, then we ourselves do not make him make the Gilgal Shvua. So that's not Kamina, that according to Rav Huna, we ourselves make him have the Gilgal Shvua, Bezdin does, and according to Rav Chisda, it's only if the Tevei himself asks for it, and if not, we do not do it. Then the Mishnah ends off at Hashvias Mishametis, in the case we are supposed to make a Shvua of Moed B'Miksas right before Shemitah, and then Shemitah goes by, so at the end of Shemitah, you do not have to swear. So Mar is the question, Minu Hanimil, how do we know this from? Omer of Yud Lomarav, Yom HaKro, Vizeh Devar HaShemitah, Vidash Nafilu Dibor Mishametis. Sometimes only a Dibor alone, the Dibor, Shemitah could be Mishamet, take away a Dibor. What do you mean you can take away a Dibor? In this case of a Shvuah, that really is supposed to swear. Now because of Shemitah takes away the Dibor, you do not have to swear the Shvuah of Moed V'Miksas. Hadrin Alecho Kol HaNishboim.
Still not mem test by the Mishnah. Mishnah says here, Abor Shemrim Heim. There are four different types of Shemrim, and we'll soon see La Halacha, there are only three differences. But there are four types. There's a Shemachinim, somebody that watches something just for chesed, for a favor, he does not get paid. That's a Shemachinim. When the Halacha is a Shemachinim, it's Potter al Akhil, just if he's a Pasheya. If he caused the damage, he's Chayiv. But the Geneva happened, the Avedon, a Shemachinim is Potter al Akhil. He has to swear when the Balabas comes back and says, give me back my shor, and the Shemachinim says, well, it was lost, it was stolen, the Lachar is he has to swear, but if he swears either on Geneva or Avedon, a Shemachinim is Potter. He has Shoyel, if you borrow something that you could use it, that's called Kol Hanor Shaloi, you have the right to use it, so a Shoyel is Chayiv on everything. The only thing he's Potter for, if it's Nesa Machmas Melacha, if you borrow a shor to use, so you have a right to use it. If while you're using it, it dies, so a shor is potter. That's the only time he's potter. But everything else a shor is chayiv on, even on oinsin, because it's considered kol hanor shaloi. Now, Nesai Socher, if you get paid for watching, so envi hasecher. The hasecher is if you rent the shor. Two different ways. Now, our Mishnah goes, they both have the same halacha. If you're a Nesai Socher, you're getting paid for watching it, or whether you're haseicher, whether you're renting, you're paying the balabos money to use it. In both cases, our Mishnah holds that you're chayiv on gneiva v'aveda, but you're potter on anonis. Now, shayim mechinam nishpal akol. Everything he has a right to say, it was stolen, it was lost, it was broken, like all the cases the Mishnah will talk about, he has a right to swear, and he's free. There is a case that he's chayiv, he was a pesheya. If he left the door open, he is supposed to watch it, and he went out and left the door open, he'll be chayiv, that's called a pesheya. But in all the cases of the Mishnah, where he's not a pesheya, a shemichinim is potter, and he just has to swear, and he's potter al akil. If you borrow the ox to use, so then mishalem es akil, you have to pay for all the cases the Mishnah talk about. Again, we said the only time a shel is really potter, if it's meso machmas locha. If you borrow somebody's car, and during normal use, the car just dies on you, you're potter. Now, noisei socha v'haseicher, if you get paid for watching the ox, or whether you rented the ox, halacha is nishboyin al hashvura v'al hashvuyin. Now, the benoinis happens, something you're not responsible for, you're potter. Therefore, you swear and you're free. Hashvur means if it breaks, b'yoinis. V'hashvuyin was captured. V'al hames, if it dies. On these things, ashayim asachar is potter. But if it was lost by you, or it was stolen by you, on a regular geneva, that's called the ksas pshia, that's called an einis, kar of the pshia. You should have watched it better, and therefore shem asachar is chayiv. These are the lochis of dalit shemim. Now, as the gay to us, as we know, by a shvua sapikodin, that means the shemer, if he swears false, so he had a locha that he's chayiv a carbon, the locha is his only chayiv. If he's kofa mamon, that means what really happened, he was supposed to be chayiv. And now what he's telling us that he's free, and he swears to it, so when he swears, and the swearing is what frees him, then he's chayiv a korban. But let's say if he swears the sheker, but what he's saying now, he's chayiv anyway. For what happened was something else, but he's saying now something else happened, but according to what happened now, he's chayiv anyway. Well, let's say the opposite way. What really happened in his potter, and he's swearing now something else happened, and according to what he's swearing now, he's also potter. He would not be chayiv a korban, because in both cases he's not denying the money. He's only chayiv a korban if the case was really he's chayiv to pay money. By Asher Mesocha, really it was nignava. Asher Mesocha is chayiv a geneva, and he swears to us that it was meso nishpro. That's the case of chayiv a korban. We'll see the case also. The Mishnah like this. The case is all like this. Omar l'shoimer. The balabos comes home and he tells the shoimer, Omar l'shoimer chinam. Hey chin shari, where's my ox? Time to give it back. Let me have it. Omar loy. So the shoimer says, mace. Shoimer says, you should know it died. Now really what happened was, v'hu she nishpa, it only broke. Or nishpa was captured. Or nignav or yovad. And he swears that it was mace. So even though he came out, he swore false, still he'd be potter from the shvur sapichodin, because what he said, he's potter, and what really happened also is really potter. So it's not cool, his swearing, his shvur sheker, caused him to free himself. In the same case, nishpar, let's say really the animal broke, the yonis, that he's potter anyway. But vush, nishpar, vush meis, but he swore that it died, or nishpa was captured, or nignav was stolen, or often was lost, or else nishpa, really it was captured. Vushemes, and the shemachinim swore, no, it died, or nishpa broke, or nignav was stolen, or often was lost. Nignav, or else really what happened was, it was stolen from him, and he's potter on this. But he tells us now, no, vushemes, the shemachinim says, it died by me, or nishpa broke by me, or nishpa was captured, or often was lost, or else ovad. Because really the shore was lost by the shemachinim. But anyway, he's potter. And he swears to us now, Vush shemeis, what happened was it died by me, or nishpa broke, or nishpa was captured, neither was stolen. Mashbiachani. So the owner says, swear to me that what you're saying is the truth. Shmashbiachani, v'yomer amen. And he answers back, amen. So he made a shvua. Still the lachur is potter. The shomer is potter from the shvua sapikadim. Again, because his shvua is not what's freeing him. He would be free anyway. He only made a shvua sheker. So that's a question if he's chayiv for a korban or emma v'yared for the shvua sheker, shvua's bitui. That we'll see in the Gemara. But as far as the shvua sapikadin goes, to be chayiv the osham, that is potter. there's no Kfiras Mamin, he's potter from the Yoshim. Now, another case. Heichin Shari. Let's say he goes to the Shoy Mechinim and says, where's my Shor? Give it back to me. Omar Loi Eni Yodeya. Amar Tosach. I don't know what you're talking about. I never saw your Shor. You never gave it to me. So the Shoyim is saying now, you never gave me the Shor. And really what happened was, we'll find out later that really he was a Shoy Mechinim, but it died by him. Oy Nishpo or broke. Oy Nishpo was captured. An eagle was stolen. Oy Yoko was lost. Mashbiachani. So the Baal HaBor says, listen, swear to me what you're saying, that it was not, you never took it. Or Mashbiachani means, I'll put the Shvu upon you. The Omer Amen, and the Shoy answers back, Amen, he swears false. Still Potter. Still the Shoy Mechinim is Potter from the Shvu Sapikodin. Because even though he swore false, that he never took it, and really he did, but anyway he's potter. Lamaisa, what happened was, Noinis happened or a Gneva, Hashem Mechinim is potter. Sastis Klal, he's not Chai Veshua Sapigodin. What's going to be Heichin Shuri? The Baal HaBor asked the Shema, where is my ox? All my lawyer answers back of it, it was lost. Okay, Mashbichin, I want to put a Shvu upon you. The Yom Omen, he says, Amen. Now, the Eidim, Eidim Oisoi Shochli. Later, Eidim come to Bezin and say, we have Eidis, that the Shoy Mechinim himself ate the shor. That's a posheya. He took the shor himself, he shmeid a shchita, and he ate it. In such a case, mishalem et hakeren. Shchita, the shomer has to pay keren. There's Edom now that he stole it. There's no kefil, because the owner did not tie it to the shomer with nignav. He only said it was avad. But since the owner only said it was avad, so in such a case, there's no chiddush, as if the Shoyma really made a Maisa Geneva, therefore his only Chayv Asamazik, he's Chayv for the Karen. What's going to be Hoyde Me'atzmai? Let's say he admits by himself, after he swore false. First he swore that he really, that he never took the Shor. Then later he admits it himself, that he himself ate the Shor, so Mishalem Karen V'Chaymish V'Yoshim. Then he'll have to pay, And he'll have to apply a Chaymish and a Karben Oshim. Here's the case of a Shvua Sapikodin, that he swore to us that he never took the shore. And really what happened was, he himself ate the shore. So here's the case that he's freeing himself with a shua sheker. So now the halacha by a shua sapikodin is that the person himself has to admit it. The pasuk says, v'hoydei lov, that he has to admit later that he swore false. That's the case that it brings the korban oshem. But in the first case, let's say he himself does not admit it. But we have to wait till Edom come to Bezdin, and Edom say, listen, you heard a shvua from this shomer yesterday, I know that he himself ate it. So in such a case, the shomer himself did not admit it, just Edom are telling us what happened. In such a case, he's potter for the korban oshem. The korban of a shvua sapikodin is only if you yourself admit. Potter v'hoi de lov, shein ha'yeh. Yoni chayv if you yourself admit that you are shvua false. Now, Heichin Shari, again, the owner comes back to the Shoyma, where is my ox? The Yom Alloy Nigna, and the Shoyma Chinim says it was stolen from me, and the Shoyma Chinim is potter on Geneva. So Mashbiachani, the owner says, okay, I want to put the Shvu upon you. The Yom Omen, he says, Omen, yes, he admits it. He makes the Shvu that it was Nigna from him. So it's the Shoyma Chinim that's Toyin Tainas Ganef. Here there's a special halacha. Late Edom come and say, we know that the Shomer himself stole it. Not that somebody else stole it, but he himself stole it. He himself has it. He's a ganif. Halacha is Mishalem Tashlumi Kefil. In such a case, the Shomer has to pay Kefil. Even though there's not a real Maisa Gneva by a Shomer, because by a Shomer you're not doing anything to it. You're just holding it back. But you didn't take it away from the owner. The owner gave it to you to watch it. So really there's no Maisa Geneva. There's just a Chiddush in the Pasuk we had, B'Metziyah, that HaToyin Tainis Ganef is Ksidika Ganef. If a Shoyma wants to free himself, that he says that it was stolen from him, and we find out it's not true, that really he has it, that the Chiddush HaKruah is considered like you made a Maisa Geneva. In the ratio where the Bailim said it was, where the Shoyma said it was lost, so there's a Toyin Tainis Avad. There's no Chiddush like you yourself stole it. But here where you're lying, and you're saying that it was stolen from you, and really you yourself have it, that's called Toyin Tainis Ganef. We consider you like the Ganef. Therefore now when two Edom come and say, you have it, so you chayav kefil. What's going to be, Hoyde Me'atzmai? Let's say the Shomer admits by himself After the Shema first told the owner, it was stolen from me. Then the Shema does tshuva and he tells the owner, listen, I'll admit to you, I still have it. Halacha is, Mishalem Keren V'chaymish V'yoshem. He only has to pay one Keren, because Tefla is the Knas, and Noida B'Knas is Potter, but here you have to bring your Korban Shvua Sapikadim. Lamaisa, you swore false, and because of your Shvua, you freed yourself, and now you're admitting it's not true, I have it, I owe it to you. So you chayv a Korban Oshem with the Chaymish. Omar, what's going to be Omar Liyechot Bashuk? Heichin Sheri. Reuven goes to Shimon in the street and says, listen, where's my ox, Sheganavta, that you stole from me? I know that yesterday you came into the house, to my barn, and you stole an ox. Where is it? So who I'm, so Shimon answers back, Loiganavta, what do you want from me? I did not steal it. It's my shore, it's not yours. Now Reuven has two Edim that Shimon came into his corral yesterday and stole the ox. The locker is, Misham Tashlumi Kefal. Such a case is a genuine Geneva that the terrorist says the gun has to pay careful. What's going to be Tofach or Mocha if the Edom also say that the Shimon took the ox and made a Shechita, shechted it and ate it, or else the Mocha he sold it to somebody else, so he made a Geneva and a Mechira? The Lachur is Mishal Tashlume Abol B'Chamisha. Whether it's a Shor or a Seh, you have to pay 4 or 5. That's a genuine case of Chamisha of Yabor. Abol B'Chamisha. What's going to be when Reuven comes to Shimon and tells Shimon, listen, you stole my shore. So first Shimon says, nothing doing, I did not steal it. Now, Roa Edim, Shimon Mashmo Shimon Boyim, Shimon sees what's happening. Shimon sees that Reuven has 2 Edim, and he realizes these 2 Edim saw me yesterday really steal, so Shimon gets scared now. He can't sit down and wait, because he's going to have to take careful soon. So what does Shimon the Chacham do? So what he does is, Oboyim, be smart, Phil will jump up now and tell Bezdin, you know what, I really stole. So he's a maid of the Knas, he'll be parted from Kefal. What's going to be, do we take this as a real Haidah or not? Knafter, but I do not admit that I made a Tzvich of the Mechira, that I deny. So Lachur is in such a case, Einu Mishalim Elikaren. Since he was maid of the Knas, so Bezdin accepts his Haidah, even though Bezin sees what's happening, that he knows Edom are coming soon, but still, Lameister is that Bezin hears it from him first, that he made the Geneva. That's called the Moedah B'Knas. Halacha is he's Potter from Kefal. Now, even though he denies that he made a Tzvicha Mechira, and we have two Edom saying, yes, you made a Tzvicha Mechira, still he's Potter. Because the Klal always is, we could only be Mechayev you exactly 4 or 5. Now, in this case, 1 we cannot give you kefal, because you are moedah to the kefal. So therefore we cannot give you the dalat v'hei. Even though on the dalat v'hei you did not admit it. We only know it through two edim. So edim avi mechayev you 5 is not a real 5. 1 of the 5 is kefal. And kefal the double you admitted to, and that's your potter from. That's the klal. Whenever you're free from kefal, you're automatically free from the digger chiyav of dalat v'hei. He swore first. The case is first, he swore that I did not steal.
No, but doesn't he have to swear that
it was stolen? Yes, that's what he did. That's what the person... No, he swears it was not stolen. Does the Bible have to say? No. The owner has to aid him. No.
Not the Bible.
You're with the Mishnah. Okay, so far it's a Shemichinim. Now, Omar Lishoyel. Let's say the owner comes to a Shemichinim. Somebody he just lent the ox to. He lent it to him, a Shoyel. He says to him, Hey, Kinshara, where's my ox? Give it back already. Omar Loy, so the Shemichinim says,